The Fan on Demand.
Everyone, it is Baseball Central at Noon live from Rogers Center as we get set for the finale of the four-game series between the Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox. I'm Mike Wilner, sitting in for Jeff Blair, who is here, but covering the game for Sportsnet.ca. He's going to write about it. Joe Siddall is here with me. And since it's more Joe's show than my show, Joe's hanging out here. And we've got a heck of a program for you. It's a truncated version of Baseball Central at Noon because, well, the baseball game starts at 12:37. And at the bottom of the hour, we will hook up with the rest of the country along the Sportsnet radio network to bring you Blue Jays baseball with Jerry Howarth, Joe Siddall, and me. We have a big interview coming up for you. Aaron Sanchez and Joe Siddall. That happened this morning, and we're going to talk about that. But Aaron Sanchez and Marcus Stroman, I got them together before the game yesterday. Best buddies, and wanted to talk about the two of them being in the big leagues now and the experience. And then I actually got Aaron again today to discuss what he did yesterday. Baseball Central at Noon is brought to you by Home Hardware on the Sportsnet Radio Network. And Joe Siddall, you talked to Sanchez before I talked to Sanchez today. And he still couldn't wipe the smile off of his face. But first of all, let's talk about what happened. Because six up, six down in what started out in his outing as a one-run ball game against Dustin Pedroia, David Ortiz, Mike Napoli. That's his first taste of Major League Baseball. That's just, I mean, you want to talk baptism by fire, it doesn't get much harder than that.
He had a lot to smile about. He came into a ball game. Blue Jays are up 5-4 in the seventh inning, a pretty crucial point in the game. I think if John Gibbons were to choose, he would have been able to bring him in. He wanted to definitely start an inning for Aaron. It's just start fresh and come out of that bullpen. But probably for a major league debut, you look for that opportunity where maybe your team is up a few runs or down a few runs just to get his feet wet. But he came in, and talk about getting thrown into the fire facing Pedroia, Ortiz, Napoli, retiring them in order, and then the next inning getting two strikeouts. Just an outstanding effort from Sanchez, and he showed everything that I saw out of Aaron Sanchez in spring training. The great fastball touching up to 98, I think, at times. The great curveball, and he mixed in some changeups that at the time, 93 miles per hour. I asked him today, I said, did you throw any changeups? Because I didn't see anything really less than that. And he said, yeah, anything under 95 was a changeup. So he was amped up a little bit. That's not where you want your changeup, but he had such good movement that he'll take it. And just a great night for Sanchez.
And everyone's really excited about him, and for good reason. I mean, you don't see a major league debut like that very often. But also, you don't see stuff like that very often. And as they say in baseball, he's got as good a stuff. I've never really understood the grammatical construct of that. But he's got as good a stuff as pretty much anybody.
Well, I would say grammatically, let's say he has some of the best quality pitches as anybody. He was really good. Fastball, curveball, changeup, but they're all quality pitches. And I'm not going to compare him to a Pedro Martinez, but when I caught Pedro Martinez, that's what he had. Quality pitches, and then he also located them, so he could throw them at any time in the count. That's why he was so good. Now, Sanchez, hard-throwing guy. He's not going to dot the corners necessarily. His walks have been a bit of an issue for him. But when you get a hard-throwing guy like Aaron, you're going to walk some people. That's generally what goes with the territory. And then he's getting good movement on that sinker, too. So now you've got a hard-throwing guy with movement on that fastball. Sometimes they're going to run out of the zone. So you'll have to live with some walks. I know it's something that he's working on. But just a sharp breaking curveball. And you saw some of those hitters last night, especially Napoli. When you're up around 98 miles per hour with a fastball, and then you're snapping off a curveball like that. Pedroia swung at one. And it was just, he's just way off balance. It's hard to sit on a pitch.
Is a guy like that fun to catch or tough to catch?
A lot of fun, but very tough. I talked to Josh Toler this morning about that, and he just said his stuff was electric. There's that word stuff again. Well, it is. He was up to 98. It's a heavy, heavy ball, Josh said. Now, when catchers say it's a heavy ball, picture this. Picture catching a ball that somebody throws to you, and that it's like a shot put, quite frankly. It just feels way heavier than a baseball. How do you do that? You can't teach it. It just comes out of his hand that way, and it's a great weapon to have. I liken it to a Kevin Brown used to throw a real heavy sinker, and that's what it is. You can't teach it, but it just the way it comes out of their hand and the way that it goes into your catcher's mitt, therefore, think about how it is when it's making contact with that bat. Very tough on hitters.
And Kevin Brown had some of the best years. I mean, you talk about Pedro. Kevin Brown was right up there a couple of years with the Marlins and the San Diego Padres. It's tough not to get really excited. And we know that they want to put a cap on his innings, and they only want Aaron Sanchez to throw 130 innings this year. But really, after seeing that last night, people were saying to us during the game on Twitter, well, why send him back out there for the ninth? Why would you trust Casey Jansen when Aaron Sanchez is doing this? People are saying, don't trade him now, no matter what you get. I wouldn't even trade him for David Price. I think you have to kind of pull back on that excitement a little bit, but boy, it was a great taste.
You do, but I said it about a month ago. I would hate to give up the future, an arm like Aaron's and some of the other ones that have been talked about in all the trade rumors, because what you saw last night is a glimpse. And if you're a Toronto Blue Jays fan and you're not excited about what you saw last night, I don't think you're a fan. That was electric stuff. It's what he's capable of. We saw it all spring training. Now, do it over the course of a season. He was in AA this year, had a taste in AAA, and it's been good. I know he wants to be better, but those are tools that you cannot teach. He is just a very gifted young pitcher, and a lot for the Blue Jays to be excited about right there.
You want to make sure, and it's impossible to do, right, because nobody has a crystal ball. You want to make sure you don't trade Michael Young for Esteban Loaiza again, but I don't think anybody would mind trading Jeff Kent for David Cone again.
You know, anytime you get pitching, and to me, here's a young pitcher, and I believe if I were to run a team, I'd build it right on that pitcher's mound, and that's then I build out from there. And when you have a young arm like that, to me, when I look at an Aaron Sanchez today in July of 2014, here's a guy that I would plan my future around.
And with Marcus Stroman as well, who's starting today, who, you know, I've been asked probably three or four times over the course of since the All-Star break, if the Blue Jays had to play a wild card game, a one-game playoff, who would you start? My answer is always whoever's turn it is. I mean, because if you're in the wild card game, you can't set your rotation. But if you did have your choice, I don't think I would be too hesitant in giving Marcus Stroman the ball.
Not with what he's shown us. And I think, too, what's a big part for me in watching Stroman pitch is his makeup, his mound demeanor, his confidence, the air of confidence that he pitches with. And I almost call it an air of arrogance, but I love it, and I hope we see it more today. And he can do that. He can pitch with that confidence because he backs it up with his stuff. It's a young pitcher. He's just getting his feet wet here in the major leagues, but I think there's also a lot to be excited about watching Stroman pitch as well. See what Sanchez did last night. I think this Blue Jays organization can be really counting on these two into the future.
It's very exciting. And another exciting young player, we got a minute left before we will hear from Sanchez and Stroman together, is Anthony Gose, who's starting in center field today. Colby Rasmus gets a day off. He's had a couple of starts in center since the break. John Gibbons has talked about wanting to keep him in the lineup, both for the defense and the havoc he can wreak on the bases. But I got to ask you, the decision to steal third, the turning Kevin Kiermaier single into a double in Tampa Bay, the throwing to the wrong base the other day to allow a run to score, there are a lot of things that Anthony Gose, little things that he's not doing right. How does a 23-year-old change that at the major league level?
The way I see it is you just keep throwing him out there, and he continues to get more experience. Anthony's been blessed with a lot of tools, and he just has to continue to learn and understand the game more when you talk about throwing to the right bases. I spoke with him yesterday about getting caught stealing at third base. Clearly not a very good decision from all of us watching, and I won't tell you the word he used, but it just was not a smart play on his part. He knew it. Wasn't a good time. Didn't get the jump because I suggested to him, when you're trying to steal third and you don't quite get the jump, you can just shut it down. And he knew that, and he just knew it was a big mistake on his part. But I think you keep throwing him out there with the center field that he plays. He's exciting to watch with his legs and the speed and the energy he brings. I love him in the nine hole in this lineup. I think it's a great spot for him, and I think he just needs to continue to play. The more you play, the more you understand the game, and hopefully the more he continues to learn and develop. He's only 23 years old. Give him some time.
So much fun to watch play. It's true, Joe. And he takes hits away on a regular basis, whether he's in center or right, takes hits away in the outfield. He's playing center field today, Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox. Thank you, Joe. Joe will be back at 12:30 when we get things underway. Right now, though, let's listen in on those two young pitchers we were just talking about. They are best buddies. Marcus Stroman got to the big leagues first. Aaron Sanchez joined him here 2 days ago, made his major league debut yesterday. I asked Marcus Stroman and Aaron Sanchez, Stroman first, how excited was he to have his buddy Aaron Sanchez in the big leagues with him?
Oh, I was excited. I was actually in my apartment by myself, and he called me and told me, and I started jumping all over the place. I couldn't believe it. So it's definitely a pretty cool moment for me, and just to have him up here, it's kind of something we've been talking about for a while, so it's pretty exciting.
And it's a little different, Aaron, for you to make the call to say, hey, I'm coming up in the big leagues, than for him to make the call to you while you're in Double A to say, hey, I'm coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when he told me, I was ecstatic for him. I mean, this is what we both worked for our entire life, and now that he's here and I got questions, I can always go to him, you know, being a good friend that he is to me, that, you know, I always feel comfortable up here.
And Marcus, you're a starting pitcher, but you started your big league career in the bullpen, and almost immediately we're thrown right into the fire. Your second career appearance was a tie game in the ninth inning, and that gives you a little bit of a place of experience to tell Aaron what it's going to be like for him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just come up, get adjusted. It's still the same game. That's the biggest thing. Once you get it through your head, that's still the same game that you've been playing your whole life. And he'll be fine. You know what I mean? He'll come in with his power stuff, and I'm sure he'll be able to dominate guys, just throw strikes and get ahead.
Aaron, the first time I talked to Aaron Hill when he was called up first-round pick before his first game, he was completely straight-faced, nonplussed about being in the big leagues. Had the smile, but, you know, other than that, I said, what's the biggest difference? And he said, the pants are nicer. So for you, a day in, what's the biggest difference?
Everything. I mean, really. I got a little taste of it in spring training, being able to go to Montreal. But just being here, being with the group of guys we got here, it's just unbelievable. And to play in front of this city and the country of Canada is awesome.
Now, since you mentioned Canada, I'll ask you about that, because you're a California kid, Marcus a Long Island kid. And, you know, the Blue Jays in your lifetimes haven't really been a going concern. They were world champions when you were infants. But to be in the big leagues in Toronto, for a team that's kind of been an afterthought in the States, does that make a difference to you at all?
No, not at all. I mean, I think with a group of guys that we got here, hopefully we can be something special, you know, down and bring what we did in 92 and 93 back here.
And Marcus, to be drafted by Toronto, what you know, and, you know, before you'd even been here, before you'd seen anything like that, what was that like for you?
I didn't know what to expect, to be honest with you. I didn't know what to expect at all. All I knew is that I was going out of my country to play for another country. So it was tough at first, but once I got to the city and I saw the fan appreciation, I started interacting with everyone. I was excited to get here, and since I've been here, I loved every second of it.
With Marcus Stroman and Aaron Sanchez, Aaron, you were up here, I guess, when they signed you, but Montreal was the first time you played in a game on this side of the world. You played in front of 45,000 people. Marcus got that taste at the end of spring training last year in Philadelphia as well. And people talk about demystifying the major leagues. How much of a taste does that give you, and how much does that help the first time you're up here?
I think that helps tremendously. Obviously, you know, having the experience I had in Montreal, I can always go back to something. So when I get in there, I think that's what I'm going to try to do, just try to slow the game down. Like Marcus said, just understand it's still the same game I've played my whole life, and just go out there and get out.
And was it the same for you in Philly last year?
Yeah, I mean, it's more exciting. It's still the same game. You definitely have a little more energy coming in. It's the show. It's what you watch all growing up. So it's exciting. But once you get over the fact that it's, oh, this is Jimmy Rollins, or oh, this is Pujols, or this is Cabrera, once you get over that fact and realize it's just a game, you can get these guys out, that's when you can really take off.
Is there still somebody for you that you can't wait to face?
I haven't faced Miguel Cabrera yet, so definitely him. I faced Jeter, which was pretty special at Yankee Stadium. That was cool. But yeah, you always want to face the biggest names in the game. That's what kind of solidifies your name, so I'm up for any challenge.
And as we speak, Aaron, you haven't faced anybody in the big leagues yet except a few New York Mets. Is there someone that you're really looking forward to digging in against you?
Like you said, everybody, you know, kind of the guys I watched growing up, Jeter. I got to face A-Rod last year, Pujols, you know, big-name guys, Cabrera. I think that's when you know you've really made it to the big leagues, when you're facing guys that are winning titles, you know, captains. I mean, just all the accolades that they have, you know, that's finally look at it and say you've made it.
How tough is it to not see their face, to not see the name on the back, and just look at the catcher's glove?
I mean, it's real tough. But like I said, going back to the Montreal experience, I think you just go out there and that's what you do. You just try to focus on the glove and not worry about what the name says on the back of their jersey, and understand that they're a human and you're a human. If you make mistakes, they're going to hit it. If you get them out, you make good pitches, they're going to get out. And that's kind of what you have to go about it.
Marcus, it kind of feels like you're like the seasoned veteran here with 9 whole big league starts under your belt. But how long does it take to not have the stars in your eyes anymore and just to go out and, you know, work on the gum and get the job done?
I guess it's different for everyone. After I got sent back down after my first big league stint, I kind of realized, I was like, hey, it's just the same game. And once you're able to get it, guys are able to do it right from the first time they're on the mound, just kind of realize what it is and go out there and say, I can get these guys out no matter what. Just as long as you have that confidence in you, you can get anyone out, you know what I mean? So, like I said, it comes with time, but it's just baseball. They're not superheroes. They're players. They're very good players, but it's not impossible to not get them out. So you just have to relax, go out there and pitch your game.
Even the best ones get out more than half the time.
Exactly. And pitch. I talk to everyone. Even when I talk to Bautista, Cabrera, everyone, they say hitting is unbelievably hard. And being a pitcher, you have to realize that. And not shy away from the strike zone. It's extremely hard to barrel up a ball and get a hit with nine guys standing out there. So there's no need to make the game more difficult than it has to be.
And Aaron Marcus is saying that, you know, not everyone's a superhero. It's true. But as a high school guy coming up through the minors, it had to be a bit more of a culture shock for you than for Marcus, who was a college guy. Because in high school, you are the superhero, right? And then as you get up and still only 22 years old, you're facing guys who are a lot older than you, even in AA and AAA.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you got yourself into. You know, that's what I got myself into. And it was a little different at first, but like you said, it all goes back to the same thing, and it's a game that I've loved to do my whole life, and this is what I signed up for, and it's just been a whole lot of fun, you know, from the time I was drafted to the time here. You know, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of late night phone calls to my parents, but it's a blast, and this is obviously what I've worked my whole life for.
But with Aaron Sanchez and Marcus Stroman, and as we wrap it up here with the Blue Jays getting set to take on the Boston Red Sox, just want to ask you guys a little bit about the future, because the two of you really are the future. Both of your names are being mentioned in all kinds of trade rumors, but you're both here, and everyone's very excited to have you here. And Aaron, when you look at the talent that's here at Marcus, at Drew Hutchison, Daniel Norris on the way up as well, this team has a chance to have a fantastic pitching staff for a long time.
Absolutely. This team, with a lot of the young guys we got, this team has a chance to be really special. And hopefully we get the guys, you know, that are still here with Bautista, you know, with Edwin and the guys that we got. The future looks really bright here, and it's just a matter of staying healthy and just having fun.
And Marcus, you were here when all hands were on deck, when everybody was healthy for a little while, and you saw what this team was capable of doing. And with Aaron here, with a Daniel Norris on the way up, with a Drew Hutchison who's, you know, you're all 23 or younger, this really could be something.
Absolutely.
Not to besmirch the good names of the, you know, R.A. Dickey's and Mark Burley's and Jay Happ's, but there's a lot of kids coming up.
Absolutely, it's exciting. biggest thing is just staying healthy, keeping these guys on the field. I always said in the beginning when everyone's healthy and up here, I was glad that I was pitching for our team and not against our team, because the lineup is pretty special, 1-9. And once we get Lynn, Larry, and Encarnacion back, I expect us to hit that stride again and get rolling. So it's pretty special what we have, and it's exciting to see what the future holds.
It really is, and the pieces of the future are here. Thanks a lot, guys, for this, and I'm sure we'll do this a lot more in the future.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
Sounds good.
Well, Aaron, we just heard our conversation yesterday with you and Marcus Stroman, and I knew I'd get back to you because I knew you were going to get into the game, but yeah. I don't think anybody thought it would unfold the way it did. Just tell me what it was like, first of all, walking up out to the mound for the first time.
I kind of just reverted back to what I did in Montreal, you know, take everything, slow everything down. I remember my first start coming out of the pen in AAA. I sprinted from the bullpen into the game, and I felt like my first pitch, I was still trying to catch my breath, so I kind of took it easy when I got to shortstop and kind of walked in and just told myself, hey, attack these guys and just go out there and have fun.
There are major league debuts, and then there's a major league debut in a one-run game with Dustin Pedroia and David Ortiz and Mike Napoli. That's being thrown into the fire.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm here. I mean, I know that they didn't tell me when they were going to put me in, but, I mean, I was kind of thankful that I didn't pitch in the 7-run lead the night before, you know, to get out there and face those guys. Going into the game, I looked back to Steamer and asked him who I got. He said, it doesn't matter who you got, you know, and to face the heart of the lineup like that. I mean, it was just an unbelievable experience, and much more to come.
Yeah, and I think that's what everybody's looking forward to, is the much more to come. But the first one couldn't have gone much better. Was it intentional that you were basically pumping fastballs that whole first inning and then working in the curveball the second time?
Honestly, I don't think that's what my game plan was. My game plan was just to go in there and attack the strike zone. Curveballs came. That's kind of been the strikeout pitch for me this whole year. I threw a couple changeups in there. You probably didn't know because they were pretty firm. But my thing was just attacking the zone and getting outs in the zone, and that's kind of what I did. It just so happened to be that I threw more fastballs than I did anything else.
And the last thing, I guess, is, I mean, you're a confident guy. You know what you can do. You did it in spring training. You did it in Montreal. You did it in the minor leagues. But to actually do it in the majors, does that change the way you feel? Does that change your outlook at all? Is that just a confirmation?
No, I mean, it's nice to obviously come up here and have the way I started like that last night. But for me, it's just about just going out there and continue just being confident in my stuff and never lose that. And I think the more I get better at, you know, commanding my stuff and being out there pitching in a game would just be a lot better for me.
Thought about retiring at all with a whip of zero?
No, not long before that.
A long way away from retirement is Aaron Sanchez. He just turned 22 on Canada Day. And again, you can hear the smile in his face after that terrific Major League debut yesterday. Six up, six down. They're not going to use him today, but he could be a big piece of Blue Jays' success in New York as they open up that three-city, 10-game road trip tomorrow night in the Bronx. That's it for Baseball Central at noon. Blue Jays baseball coming your way. At the bottom of the hour, Jerry Howarth, Joe Siddle, and me will bring you the Jays and Red Sox, Marcus Stroman and Ruby De La Rosa. Thanks to our on-site engineer producer, Tom Young, Brett Armstrong, and Travis McKenzie back at the ranch. And thanks to all of you for listening. Baseball Central News brought to you by Home Hardware on the Sportsnet Radio Network.